Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Look at the nations and observe. Be utterly astonished, for I am doing a work in your days that you would never believe, even if someone told you. Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 5. A new thing. That's what we're talking about. A new thing in you. A new thing. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, God, for this opportunity that you've given us, that we can come and learn more about you. We are just grateful. We know that there are a lot of things that are going on in the world today. But we know, God, that there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new that you haven't already told us about, oh God. We thank you. Master, we look upon those who don't know you and the importance of their sins, don't have a clue who you are, God. We ask, oh God, that you use us to minister to them. Use us to tell them about you. Let us be a light shining in a dark place. Let us smile, God, when we don't feel like smiling, but someone can see you in us. Help us, God. We ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up this United States. We lift up Israel. God, we lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that you protect us, God, that you keep us, Master. Look upon the leaders, God. They need to know you. We ask you to grant it in Jesus' name. We believe and we thank you in advance. Amen, amen, and amen. Surprise. A new thing will take place just when you think you're all alone. Jesus has forgotten where you live. He's forgotten your name. Surprise. There is something you must do. And when the enemy comes to you, speaking in your ear, using other folks to add the coal to the fire, you should break out with the holy dance because you believe. I said you believe. You have been with our Heavenly Father. Yeah. And you have heard from him. He knows your name. He knows where you are. He knows and cares what you're doing right now. He knows what you're getting ready to do. Just believe. Let's turn real quickly to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19 through 21. And it says here, behold, I will do new things. Now, it shall spring forth. Listen to that. It shall spring forth. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor you. He go honor me. Yeah. The dragon, the owls, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. Think about that. You may be in a river right now. You may feel right now that you're sinking. You may feel right now that you're drowning. But he says here that he's with you. That's what he's saying. even feel like you're in a dry place. Yes, we all have been there, feeling dry, feeling null, feeling void. But here we see that God is talking to us through Isaiah, and he's saying, the beasts of the fields shall honor God. They're going to honor him. And if you on his side, hey, if you're on the right team, they're honoring you. Hello? They know who you are. Yeah. The dragon and the owls, because I give water in the wilderness. And the wilderness is hard to find a stream of water. But here we see God is saying he going to bring that water through that wilderness where you're going to find it. You're not going to be thirsty because you're going to be seeking him. The Holy Spirit is going to come and it's going to anoint and it's going to soothe your appetite. That thirst that you've been thirsting for, you will no longer thirst. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Glory be to God. Look at Jesus, always looking out for us. Just when you thought all hope was gone, here comes the Holy Spirit showing out, showing up, showing just how much he really loves you. You who are too lazy, too busy to pick up the phone and call the Holy Spirit. You're too busy. But he's looking out for you. He's watching over you. He's showing you that even in the wilderness, he will be there. And in the valley, glory be to God. I love that song, he's the God on the mountain, and he's the God in the valley. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The valley of life sometimes seems so deep, seems so dark, seems like you're alone, but he is in there with you. Am I talking to anybody? Yeah. The beasts in the fields, they're going to honor you as well. Because you're representing me. Waters will be provided in the wilderness. Through the rivers shall appear in the desert. The desert is a dry place. They don't have water. It's very vague, very few, very little or none. You may find a puddle, a pool of water. But he's saying he's going to provide it. You're not going to have the thirst. He is your provision maker. He provides for us. Turn to Colossians 3 and 12 through 15. And it says, since God chose you to be the holy people who he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Can I get an amen on here? Come on. Can I get somebody to say something? Hey, folks, yes, since we are chosen by Christ to be a part of the royal family, then we must dress appropriately. We have to dress accordingly. We can't wear the Daisy Dukes anymore. Daisy Dukes should be a thing of the past. Huh? The mini, mini, mini skirt is a thing of what? The past. The dress too low is a thing of the past. The dress too tight is a thing of the past. This verse tells us about a new attire of humility, of gentleness, and patience. We must put on. We must clothe ourselves with it. Humility is something we should wear daily. Being patient with others. You know, I studied that a couple of Sundays ago in Sunday school. We be so agitated with other people. We think everybody's supposed to be where we are. But we forget we haven't always been where we are either. Someone had to wait on us. Think about when you were 1 and 2 and 5 years old. Huh? 5 years old. You want to go to the park. You want to get an ice cream. Huh? Daddy may be in a hurry trying to get somewhere, but he can't be in a hurry with you because you want to walk. And those baby steps compared to that huge, huge foot he has, it's not going to cut it. So he has to learn how to be patient and wait for baby to make those baby steps. And that is the same way our Heavenly Father has to do us. We start off with milk. You know that. And then we gradually move on into something softer. And then eventually we get into some meat. But these are phases. These are different steps, spiritual steps that we as believers have to take. So we must remember that if we did it and someone else was patient with us, we should be patient with others. Yeah, think about that. We must be patient with others. Verse 13 says, you must make allowances for each other's faults and forgive. Forgive the person who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Big shoes to wear? Yes. But you can put them on. You can put them on. You're growing. You may not be there yet, but you're growing. Through the aid of the Holy Spirit, you can put those shoes on. You can wear them. It can be done. We all have faults. And sometimes it is hard to forgive. But we must remember that God forgave us. And when he said he would forgive, and then he said he was going to forget the sins and that he was going to cast them as far as the east is from the west. Think about that. That they will never rise up ever again. So that means that's it. That's done. That's a done deal. That's in the past. That's how our Father forgives and forgets. You know, we say a lot of times, oh, I'm going to forgive you, baby. I'm going to forgive you. But I'm not going to forget that. I'm just not going to forget. Well, our Heavenly Father forgave and he forgot it. And then he went so far as to separate it far away. Well, it would never rise up again. Glory be to God. Now, if he did that, and we're supposed to be a part of him, we're supposed to be operating in the image of Christ, something is wrong if we can't forget. We have the Holy Spirit. We got him. He's right here. Look at our keeper. Look at our friend. Look at our protector as he is covering us. He's covering us. He's shielding us. Verse 14, the most important piece of clothing you must wear is love. Ooh, love. Yes. Love is what love is what binds us. It pulls us together. It staples us together. It glues us together. Love. I remember someone telling me a while back how they would look at my family and they would see how we would actually get along. We were so close. And how they envied us because we were a very tight-knit family. And this person was sharing how they observed that because they didn't have that in their family. And how they would look at that and wonder, how could they be like that? Whereas in their family, everyone was so distanced, everyone was so far away. Everyone was so different. Everyone was in their own world. See, in love, you're close. Love is the glue. It's the stapler that holds it together. Did you hear what I said? Love. Yeah. Love does this. Only if we let it. It's up to us to let it happen. Verse 15 says, the peace that comes from Christ, it rules our heart. For as members of one body, you are all called to live in peace and to always be thankful. Are you listening to what I'm saying? To be thankful. You know, today we see everybody is so ungrateful, the most ungrateful nation. So ungrateful. We are not grateful for anything. It takes us, even in a disaster, you're still not grateful because you're still trying to connive. You're trying to run schemes, and you still don't get it. To just be grateful for the little things. Just be grateful. That's what it's saying here. To be thankful. Even in our worst time, we should find some reason to be grateful. Now, what do I mean by that? What am I saying when I say that? Even in the worst time. In the worst time, the worst scenario, the worst situation, when you sit and you get quiet, and then you think and you hear, it could have been worse. What am I supposed to learn from this? Hello? When I can sit and I think and I hear, sit, be quiet, listen, think and listen as the Spirit of God speaks to you. There is something in the worst scenario that you can be thankful for. The worst time, the worst situation, whatever it is. You know, just the other day I heard someone talking about Solomon. And one of the, you know, Solomon who wrote the books of Proverbs, and Solomon was saying how it is better to be at a funeral than to be at a a celebration of life, you know, like somebody just being born. It's better to be at a funeral. And you know, when you think of that, you know, Solomon, when I heard that, I said to myself, golly God, he was so wise because he asked God to give him wisdom. He was wise. And he was saying here that when the newborn comes into the world, the things that he will experience is overwhelming if he will survive. But when you're at the funeral and this person has died in Christ, this is a celebration. This is the true celebration. This is what King Solomon was saying. And I was listening. I was taking it all in because Solomon was a wise king. Mm-hmm. So we should be thankful at all times. We must look close. We must put on our spiritual eyewear. Some people call it the third eye. Mm-hmm. The third eye. Spiritual eyewear. So we can actually see. So we can see and then be the doer of the word, not just one who hears it, but then we can actually apply what we have heard, what we have seen. You know, when we've heard it for years, we say, let your light so shine that men can see your Father and glorify him, huh? We've heard that for years. Let the light shine. Well, if the light is dim and then your eyes are not spiritual, you can't see if the light is bright or you can't see if it's bright or dim because your spiritual eyes are not operating the way they should. Think about that. So we should keep our eyes focused on our keeper, our friend, our guide, our protector, the one who really loves us, our Heavenly Father. No matter what the enemy may come and try to tell us, tonight I'm saying to you to get ready. Ready, set, go. A new thing is getting ready to happen. A new beginning in you. Pick up the phone and call the Holy Spirit to come in and lead and guide you. The Holy Spirit is waiting for you to call it. Dial that number. And I literally say that because in our society, that's all people know is to dial a number. If you dial a number, what's the number I got to call? Holy Spirit, 911. He will come. He will sit with you in a quiet place. Look at the nations and observe. Be utterly astonished, for I am doing a work in your days that you will never believe, even if someone told you that. You wouldn't believe it. This is Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 5. Our Savior cares about us. He's here to protect us. We must believe. And in believing, we take a stand. And in believing, our light will shine. And in believing, we have the ability to tell men, girls, and boys that there is a reality in serving a true and a living God. In our believing, we pass it on. It's not something that we just want to hide it under the bushel and let the light go out. We want to share it. We want to keep it excited because it's something new. It's a new day. And we should keep it fresh, our relationship. To get a personal relationship with Him, it is of the utmost importance. A personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity that you've given us, God, that we can come together and that we can learn more about you. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to protect our listeners, those who tune in, those who go to the archives and listen and check out the different teachers that are coming on Saturday, on Sunday, and myself on Friday. We ask, oh God, that you protect them. Guide them in the right direction, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Pierce their hearts that they will become soft at touch by the word of God. The stony heart will go. It will no longer be present. But now they have a heart that is open to understanding, to receiving the word of God. And we are thankful and we are grateful for everything that you're doing. We thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy. We ask, God, that wherever they are, if they're traveling to and fro, whatever country they're in, oh God, we ask, Master, that you protect them. We know that there's still Americans and some Jewish families that are in captivity. They're still in prisons, God. I just heard today that some of them are in cages. Oh God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch, God. And we know, God, that you have the power, you have the ability, oh God, to bring all this to pass. We just asking you right now in the name of Jesus. We will be careful to give you all praise. We will give you all honor. It's through Jesus Christ, who is the Son of the living God. And we thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. And we say amen, amen, and thank God. We thank God for you, our listeners, and of course we ask you to continue in your walk, in your study, in your searching for that personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dial the Holy Spirit. Dial his number. Call him up. Call him up. Hallelujah. And tell him what you want. Call him up. I remember that song. Call him up and tell him what you want. The line is never busy. Call him up. And you can do it. Amen. We look forward to hearing you again.